6 young volunteers working for AmeriCorps' National Civilian Community Corps program have been in Ketchikan for about 3 weeks. They've been working in the forest to clear brush, make safe pathways, and build obstacles for Ketchikan Youth Initiative's new paintball field. They have 3 weeks left to complete the project, but now that might not happen. Here's team leader Max Webster describing how they recently found the paintball headquarters building when they arrived at the worksite, just 4 miles down Revilla Road.
Walking up there, we found that one of the protective boards that had been nailed up to protect the windows on the building had been knocked off, and then the door had been completely smashed in. So with some sort of heavy object, an axe or a crowbar or something like that, which left these really deep grooves in the door handle and bent the whole lock system down and around. So its double deadbolted door had been completely smashed in and pushed in.
Webster says it definitely was a tool that was used and not the act of a determined bear seeking food. But he says it doesn't appear that the person who did the damage was out to steal anything.
It's hard to account for because no item of value was taken from the facility, even though we had some tools that could be taken and swapped or whatever. And there was paintball paraphernalia that could have been sold as well. So none of that was taken.
Instead, Webster says some bottled water was taken out and cut open, along with some apple juice, and tools were strewn across the road.
It's not one of those things that you can easily say that, you know, somebody there just looking to find some profit, some quick money or something that they could turn around real quick. It was just a blatant act of vandalism from our points.
This isn't the first time that Ketchikan Youth Initiative's paintball facility has been vandalized, but KYI Administrator Bobby McCreary says this time is different.
We've had lots of vandalism over the 7 years that we've been out there, but never as violent as this. Mm-hmm. It's always been more mischievous vandalism. But unfortunately, they've also shot up the building sometimes, and that's always a concern if there might be somebody in the building. But this was so aggressive that it was really a concern.
Even more so because there had been someone shooting a gun out in that area just the day before, and the shooter was too close. Webster says a crew was working in the new paintball area along with some local youth volunteers.
The couple of members of the AmeriCorps team who were down working on the new paintball field could hear bullets passing through the trees around them. So within 50 yards or so of where they were, they could hear bullets hitting wood, passing through branches and leaves. So it was enough of a concern for them to take cover and sort of vacate the area that they were working in.
Webster says that's definitely a problem, but it'll be even more of a problem if people continue to shoot in that area once the site opens to kids for paintball games. Getting people to stop, though, could be a challenge. Some people have been target shooting around there for a long time. McCreary says KYI has a lease agreement with Cape Fox Corporation, which owns the site and the surrounding land.
They have a full-time security person who has often run into people shooting out there and had that day actually confronted someone telling him not to shoot. I don't know where she was, but they said, oh, well, there's lots of shells here. Everybody's shooting. So it's really important for the community to step up and tell somebody to tell somebody to tell somebody this is not okay.
Because of the safety concerns, the AmeriCorps team has halted work at the paintball site, although Webster says he hopes they can get back to it soon.
You know, we do have a really great space picked down there, and we do have a lot of work into it. So the paintball field itself, once we resolve these issues, will still be a tremendous recreational resource for kids in this community. It's just about doing the legwork now to make sure that it remains safe in the future.
In the meantime, the AmeriCorps volunteers are working on other projects for KYI and for other Ketchikan nonprofit agencies. McCreary says the vandalism and the shooting have been reported to Alaska State Troopers. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.